Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Shigavayu L'malam Esrim Amud Psula. If you have a Sukkah that the Schach begins more than 20 Amos off the ground, so then meaning that the Halal of the Sukkah is more than 20 Amos, so the Sukkah is Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, as we'll see more about this in the Gemara. V'she'ina gavaya esrim asara tfachim. If you have a sukkah that doesn't have a halal of 10 tfachim, the schach is lower than that. V'she'in la shalish tfanais, or it doesn't have three walls, or shchamasa meruba mitzilasa, or it provides more sun than it does shade, it's so little schach, so then it's psula, the sukkah is pasul. Says the Gemara, we learned in the mission over there in Erev and Abeza Medalef, that Mavui Shigavaya L'malam Yasser Ma'amab, you might, it says if you have the Kaira of the Mavui, if it's taller than 20 Amis, so you have to lower it, it can't be taller than 20 Amis. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Einaitzar, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to. But the Gemara now is focusing on the different Nuschai, the different Nusuf that the Mishnah used in over here in Sukkah, as opposed to what it used over there in Erevin. Says the Gemara, Ma'ishno Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psula, U'ma'ishno Gabi Mavui, the Tani Tekanto. What's the pshat over here in Sukkah? It says that if you have a Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos, it's Pasul. And over there in Erevin, it didn't say Lashon of Pasul. It said you might. It says you have to lower it. So which one's the better Lashon? If you might, it's the better Lashon to say what you're supposed to do, that you're supposed to lower it. So then over here by Sukkah as well, we should have said that if you have a Sukkah that the Schach is taller than 20 Amos, so make it lower. And if Pasul is the better Lashon, like it says over here by Sukkah, so then by Erevin also we should have said Pasul. That if the Kaira is taller than 20 Amos, it's still Apostle, it's also to carry in it. So what's the difference? Why does the Mishnah switch Lashonis? Says the Gemara, Sukkah d'arayis etani psula, mavi d'rabbanan tani tekanta. That really, psula is the better Lashon, but we were only able to use that by Sukkah, because Sukkah is something which we know the halacha is already from the Torah. However, mavi, this is the makar, this is what's teaching us the halachas, so it doesn't make sense to use the word pasul. There you have to tell us about the halachas, because this is where we're learning the halachas, so you have to tell us yamai. Or you could say that no, really Yamait's the better Lashon. And Bidarais and Nami Tani Takanta, really we would have preferred to have taught the Takana to say Yamait. Mu Sukkah the Nafish Milse Pasik Vitani Psula. Mavoid Nafish Milse Tani Takanta. By Sukkah, where there's a lot of different halachas, a Sukkah which is taller than 20 Amos, it's less than 10 Tfachim, doesn't have three walls. So there's a lot of different things to teach the Tikkun for each psul, it would have been more lengthy. So therefore the Mishnah chose to just teach the shorter Lashon and just say Pasul, to just say Psula. But by Mavoi, where we could just get away with just saying the Takana one time, so therefore we chose to say the Takana because that's the better way. That says the Gemara now Minan, immediately what's the Makar that the Sukkah can't be taller than 20 Amis? So says the Gemara, three-way Machlaikas Amarayim. Amar Rabba says, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, L'man Yedu Dairisechem, Kibasuke Se Shaftis Bnei Yisrael. That the Sukkah has to be L'man Yedu Dairisechem, that you should know that you're in the Sukkah, which means that you should know that you're in the Schach. So add Esrim Amo Adam Medeyeshu Darba Sukkah. Until 20 Amis, if the Sukkah is not 20 Amis tall, so then a person knows, he feels the presence of the Schach. L'malam Yasrim Amma, but when if it's more than 20 Amis, so then ain't under Yodeya Shadar Basukkah, Misham Dolishatul Be'ena. So then the person doesn't notice that he's underneath the Schach because his eyes don't naturally look so high. Rabbi Zeira Amar, different Makar Mehacha, this is the Makar that the Sukkah can't be taller than 20 Amis, because Vesukkah Tiel Etzel Yayma Michayrev, it says in the Nevu of Yeshayah about what's going to be Ba'achas Ayamim, that a Sukkah will be for the Tzel, for the shade. So he learns from there that Ad Esrim Amma Adam Yodesha Adam Yoyshe B'Tzel Sukkah. So he learns from here that a Sukkah, even now, B'Zman Hazeh, has to provide shade. So until 20 Amis, the Schach provides shade. L'malam Esrim Amma Ein Adam Yoyshe B'Tzel Sukkah Ela B'Tzel Defanais. But when it's taller than 20 Amis, and it's less than 4x4 Amos, so then the person doesn't get shade from the Schach, rather he's getting his shade from the walls. And therefore, he's not getting shade from the Schach, therefore it's Pasul. Amar le Abaye said to Rabbi Zeira, El Me'at, if you're telling me that you need the Schach to provide shade, so then Ha'isa Sukkasi Bashris Karnayim, Hachanami Dolavi Sukkah. If a person makes a Sukkah in Ashris Karnayim, which is a name of a valley, so it's going to come out that the Sukkah's Pasul. There's no way to ever make Sukkahs in a valley because the mountains are blocking the sun, so therefore the Schach is not providing any shade. You're getting your shade from the mountains. So you're going to tell me that it's impossible to make a sukkah inside of a valley? So he said back to him, Amar Lei, Hasam Dal Ashris Karnayim Miketzel Sukkah. Hacha dal defan is like itzel sukkah. Then no, it's different. When you make sukkahs in a valley, so the sukkah is be'etzem, the schach is something which be'etzem could provide shade. It happens to be that there's mountains on the side. But if you remove the mountains, the schach would provide shade. So therefore, the sukkah is a structure which is a sukkah, and therefore it's kasher. But if you make a sukkah which is taller than 20 amos, it's not the pshat that the schach is not providing shade because the walls get there first. If you would remove the walls, you still wouldn't be getting shade from the schach because it's just simply too tall, so the sun goes around it. So that's why dafka, when it's taller than 20 amos, the sukkah is possible, but not in a valley. In a valley, a sukkah would still be kosher. V'rava amar, a third makar, it's mehacha, it's from the following, because the pasuk says, b'sukkah is teishu shivas yamim. Sukkah has to be a seven-day structure. Amar teira kol shivas yamim, tse midiras keva, v'shev midiras arai. You have to leave your permanent house and go into a temporary structure. So ad esr ma'amo adam aysa diras diras arai. V'mala me esr ma'amo, ein adam aysa diras diras arai, el diras keva. Until 20 amos, a person makes his sukkah temporary, and therefore it's kosher. Taller than 20 amos, it's more permanent, and therefore it's possible. Amr le Abaye asked Rava, El me'atav, so, asa mechitza shel barzel v'sikeh chal gabon. If you make a sukkah even less than 20 amos, but you make the walls out of barzel, out of metal, and then you put schach on top, so hachanami dulavi sukkah. Are you going to tell me now, because it's a permanent structure, so now you're not yaitze the mitzvah of sukkah? So Amr le, so Rava said back to him, that no, hachi kemina lecha. This is what I mean to tell you. That ad esrim amma, da adam aysa dirasa diras arai, until 20 amos, where the norm is to make a person's dwell less than 20 amos is to make it temporary. So then ki avale diras keva nami nafik. So then even if you make it permanent, you're still yaitze. But lamala me'asrim amma, but taller than 20 amos, the adam aysa dirasa diras keva, where the norm is for a person to make his dira more permanent. When it's taller than 20 amos, you have to make it stronger, more permanent. So therefore ki avale diras arei nami loy nafik. When you make it, even if you find a way to make it temporary, you're still not going to be yaitze. Meaning to say that Rav is saying that which I said to you, that the sukkah has to be temporary, doesn't mean that practically it has to be something which can't stand for more than 7 days. It has to be the type of structure where one would normally make it temporary, which is a structure which is less than 20 amos. So that's the makar, that the sukkah cannot be taller than 20 amos.